This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
Welcome to Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm your host, Christy L'Esperance. Today, I'm happy to welcome three Interlochen Arts Academy piano students who will be going on tour this weekend in Northern Michigan, Olivia Sexton, Kieran Alston, and Oliver Wong.
My name is Olivia Sexton. I'm a first-year senior here at Interlochen from Frankfort, Illinois.
Olivia, thank you for coming into Studio A today. It's such a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
So you're traveling to Frankfort this weekend, but not your hometown of Frankfort, Illinois. You're going to Frankfort, Michigan.
Yeah.
But when you do go home, is it meaningful for you to have your family hear your progress and the things that you've learned while you've been at Interlochen?
Yes, I always appreciate the chance to play for my family, and I've seen them a lot this past month because of college auditions, so it's been nice to catch up with them.
And I'm sure it's good for them, too, to be able to hear what you're presenting for those. And so what are you going to play for us today?
I'll be playing Missy Mazzoli's A Map of Laughter.
A Map of Laughter. And how does the piece of music connect with your idea of what laughter is?
Well, laughter, I think, can come in many forms. It can be soft, it can be loud, it can be big, it could be small. And I think the fun thing about playing this piece is it's pretty unpredictable, just like laughter can be.
Right. I especially like the ending. I'm not going to spoil it. We'll listen to it.
Yeah,
you
me
can
too.
Listen to the way that laughter ends. And what do you like the most about the piece that you're playing?
The thing that I like about this piece is it's called A Map of Laughter, and it's like a journey. It's a lot like a journey. Parts of it are tonal and parts of it are atonal, which makes the harmony comfortable to our ears, and yet also things sound a little strange. And one reason I like to play this piece is because it's usually new to the audience, and most people haven't heard of it before.
I hadn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I heard that you had contact with the composer. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I emailed Missy Mazzoli just recently, and she actually wrote back, which was such a surprise and an honor. And she wished me the best for my continued studies with this piece and for my upcoming performance at Carnegie Hall with the Interlochen Piano Tour in April.
Oh, how exciting. That's wonderful. Okay, now you're taking a road trip. It's not a very long road trip this weekend, but you're taking a road trip, and this is the most important question that you're going to answer today. What is your favorite road trip snack?
That's a tough question. I think bananas are good, and if I can steal some from Stone, then I'll definitely take some with me.
I bet you can probably sneak a few from the cafeteria. That's a good idea.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Let's hear your piece. This is A Map of Laughter by Missy Mazzoli. Olivia Sexton is the pianist.
Thank you.
Olivia Sexton is the pianist. A Map of Laughter by Missy Mazzoli.
My name is Kieran Alston. I'm a second-year sophomore here at Interlochen, and I'm from Makawao, Hawaii.
From Hawaii. Yes. How are you doing with the Michigan snow?
Well, this is my second year here, so I'm used to it. But this winter, there was a lot more snow, but I still have fun with it. So
I've got to ask you, this year, are you better prepared for outdoor weather than you were last year, or have you just gotten used to it and you don't even prepare anymore?
I feel like last year, I was definitely pretty prepared. But yeah, this is my second year, so I do feel a bit more prepared and also just more acclimated to the weather. Yeah.
So what piece are you going to be playing for us today?
I'll be playing O Carolan's Dream, composed by Sam Post.
Okay, and it's such a playful piece.
Yes,
we're going to hear that pretty soon. But at what point in the preparation process does it actually feel like you're playing piano instead of working piano?
Well, it definitely took me a while to get it to sound so playful. I've been working on it for a while, and just after lots of slow practice and metronome practice, because it is also very rhythmical, then I feel like then you can add the details.
Right. Well, you do play it so playfully. I heard you warming up. So I heard that you got a lesson from the composer on this piece. What a great thing to be able to take advantage of when you're playing works by living composers. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about that?
Well, he is a friend of my teacher here. So she was able to connect us. And yeah, we just had like a 30-minute lesson together, and I played through the piece for him. And a lot of what he suggested was about articulation. The main thing in the piece is the articulation and how it's constantly changing and how there's different types of staccato and how the melody can be, it can have like pointy sounds versus short sounds versus longer legato lines. That was most of what he said.
It's so beneficial for you to be able to speak to the composer because our notation is pretty lame compared to the thoughts that are behind a piece of music.
Yeah.
And to be able to, when you're working on Beethoven, you just have to go through the score and use your imagination. But to be able to speak with the composer is great.
Yeah, there were so many details about the articulation that he just wasn't able to put into the score. And he definitely conveyed that when we had our lesson together.
So you're taking a road trip this weekend. What is your favorite snack for the road?
I love all sorts of different snacks, whether it's like almonds, peanuts, or like goldfish. I just eat a lot of different snacks.
So far, they've all been healthy. No corn nuts and ho-hos. Good for you. Hey, it must be working. Okay, so you are going to play for us now O Carolan's Dream by Sam Post. And the pianist here is Kieran Alston.
Thank you.
Kieran Alston. Oh, Carolyn's Dream by Sam Post.
My name is Oliver Wong. I am a freshman here in Interlaken. I'm from Beijing, China.
All right. So you're from Beijing. What are you going to play for us today?
I'm playing the first prelude by Gershwin.
Okay. So you do not have the ability to consult verbally with Gershwin about this piece when you're preparing it, right? So, but do you feel like it's a different experience playing Gershwin as opposed to maybe Mozart or Chopin because you're living in America and the jazz language is at the essence of the piece that you're playing?
For sure, because for Mozart, those things are like really delicate, but I'm saying Gershwin is really delicate too, but like for me, Gershwin, this piece gives me more of a feeling when I'm playing like hockey game because it was intense at the end. And it was like, I just feel like at the end I score a goal or someone hit me, and it's just very passionate in it. Feels very, very good.
I think when we hear this prelude, I think the listeners are going to know exactly what you mean, that it's a lot like a hockey game. I mean, he goes all out, doesn't he? And so do you as a performer. So what do you like the best about that experience of playing this very rugged, sporty piece of classical music?
Because now I don't have the chance to play hockey again. When I play this piece, it gives me, it really brings back like how I feel on ice, how the fast and how the physical contact, and because this piece is really a loud piece and an intense piece, and I like it.
Oh, that's great. So what's your favorite road trip snack?
To be honest, it's bananas too, because my dad forces me to eat it, but now I like it now.
Well, good for you. Good for you. You have all put me to shame. You have very healthy snack ideas. Well, thank you. So now Oliver Wong is going to play Gershwin's Prelude Number 1. Gershwin's Prelude Number 1. Olivia Sexton, Kieran Alston, and Oliver Wong. Performances will be this Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at 11 at Cordia in Traverse City, and at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at the Traverse City Philharmonic Center in Traverse City. And then on Sunday, you can hear them perform along with other pianists at Oliver Arts Center in Frankfort, Michigan. You can find more information at interlakenpublicradio.org/winter2025. Michael Culler engineers our studio sessions. Additional production help comes from our music director, Amanda Sewell, and digital content producer, Scott Clemens. I'm Christy L'Esperance. This is Classical IPR.
Thank you.
Studio A is a production of Interlaken Public Radio, part of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more at interlakenpublicradio.org.